This is the Marketing Development Podcast, brought to you by the Marketing Development Academy, the online community designed to help you develop your marketing business, skills, and career by exploring the world of marketing and entrepreneurship. Here is your host, Pete Everett.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Marketing Development Podcast. My name is Pete Everett, and today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about setting goals. I shared a few episodes ago about some of the goals that I have, or that we have as a family, that we want to achieve. The overarching plan, I suppose, is the best word for it. I'm going to call it the master plan. And, you know, we didn't come to those conclusions sort of just on a whim and a prayer. That came out of a lot of family discussion, a lot of understanding who we are, what we want our life to look like, a load of tripping up and making mistakes along the way, and then forming this sort of dream about this is where we want to be. So what I want you to do through this episode is two things. Firstly, I really want to inspire you to start thinking about your master plan. So if over the next sort of 10 or 15 minutes, this isn't going to be a massively long episode, but if over the next 10 or 15 minutes you start to get inspired, if you're driving, please don't write it down straight away, but maybe just make a mental note. But, you know, go and grab yourself a piece of paper or put a note in your phone or wherever it might be, something that you can start to form this master plan. Maybe that means that you need to start having a conversation with your spouse and it's something that you've not really talked about that much. Maybe your work is a little bit taken back from family life. You know, you just go to work, you do your thing just like everybody else. So, Let's just start that ball rolling. Now, the reason that I sort of want to start there and encouraging you to talk to either your spouse or your partner or your closest family is that ultimately they are the key stakeholders in you as a person. And really, we're all in business. We all do our own thing. And if you're working for somebody else and you're one of those people that's messaging me because you're wanting to take that leap, the reason that we do all of this is because we want a better life. And that life still evolves around people. They're just different people from the people that you work with when you're employed by somebody else. And that's why your family, your closest relatives, the people that you spend the most time with, maybe that's even just your closest knit group of friends, that's why they become so important in this process, because ultimately they are the people that are investing in you. And by removing yourself from a workplace, that support network around you, they don't necessarily know this yet, but they become so much more important to who you are as a person, to supporting you in your business, maybe not with every decision, but just to have that group around you becomes so much more important to you. And of course, they're completely unaware of that. So it's really important that anybody that's going to fit into this plan, anybody that's going to make up this picture, that you start to have this discussion with them. I don't mean it in a creepy sort of freak them out, I'm going to be with you for the rest of time kind of way. But I just mean in a sense of, you know, this is impactful to them. And it's good to have their feedback and their wishes. Also, if you're in I'm married with two children. So we have what I do for work has a direct correlation to the life that we lead, and that there's four of us to consider. So of course my wife is my biggest stakeholder in that, and the children aren't very far behind, although the discussions we have with them are maybe slightly different. So I want you to put together the master plan. I'm not going to rerun through what mine is. If you want to listen to that, it was a few episodes ago in the podcast. But put together your master plan. And then the thing that you then need to do is set a scope for this. So this is your dream big moment. And to say in 10 years, I want this, or in 5 years, I want that, or in 3 years, I want something else. You set the scope for it. But it's going to be big, okay? So it's going to be probably in years. I mean, you know, I'd love to have a multi-million pound yacht in the Bahamas. The reality of it is it's not going to happen in a fortnight. So, you know, you need an element of reality, but it needs to stretch you, okay? So that's put together your master plan. The other thing with that is don't make it all about your business, for crying out loud. You're a person. You have a personality. You have likes and dislikes. You are not identified by your business. So don't set your goals, your master plan, to identify you in terms of your business. Your business is a vehicle to give you a lifestyle. It's a vehicle to help you succeed. What does that success look like? That's the crux of what we're getting to. And then you've got a scope around that in terms of a time period. So if that's all you do over the next 10 or 15 minutes while I'm rambling on with the rest, pause the podcast now or listen to it in the background and let your mind run wild, and then come back and listen from this point on to the rest of it to see how I break my goals down into the yearly goals that I'm going to be setting for 2020. And this is the exact time of year that I'm doing it, which is why, hey presto, it's on the podcast. So I have the master plan. And what I've then done is I've sort of put rough stepping stone marks. So some of our plans are 5 years, some of them are 10 years, or they were when we set them. So I went through at that moment and set kind of ballpark yearly steps. So if it was a 10-year plan, hey, you know what? There was 10 steps to it. They're not set in stone so much. They can move around a little bit. Some things happen quicker than expected. Some things happen a bit slower. Some things are dependent on other things happening. You get the idea. But at least you've got that kind of earmarked plan. And that is the document that you need to keep safe, and you need to keep in a place that you will come across it on a semi-regular basis. You don't need to look at it every day, but you know, I have a copy on my phone, I have a copy in the office, and I've got a copy in our office, in our house as well. So I do come across it, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 times a year. It does come up, you know, that sort of frequently. And it all just keeps it all front of mind. So what I'm doing right now is I'm looking at the year that's just gone by. How were the goals that I set throughout the last year? Have I achieved them? Have I missed them? What were they? What were the reasons for things happening in certain ways? Was there things I could have done that could have controlled things a bit better, etc., etc.? And I've then got my plan to say, right, so by the end of year 3, or whatever it might be, I should be at this point. Am I there? Yes or no? And if I'm not there, what does that mean for what I've already marked down for year 4, which is starting in January? And do I need to shuffle things around a little bit? When I've then solidified what the plan for year 4 is, so what is that? How does year 4 now fit in that stepping stone? Does that mean I'm going to miss it by year 10? Does that mean that years 5 and 6 are going to be absolutely nuts? So I'm going to have to maybe just rejig things a little bit when it comes to that. So, you know, I've now got, this is what year I need to achieve by the end of year 4. And some of those are personal, and some of those are business, and some of those are family, some of those are pure enjoyment, some of them are selfish, but I know what I need to do. I then take the stages for year 4, and I'm then going to break them down into quarters. Now, the thing with quarters isn't, so far everything's been fairly logical. You've got a big plan, you break it down by 10, fine. I've now got something that's going to break down into a year. And the thing to bear in mind with a year is that we have seasons. We're just coming up to Christmas at the moment. I'm really trying to wind down our agency so that we can all have quite an enjoyable time. We can maybe take a few extra days off before Christmas. We can have a Christmas party. We can go out and meet friends. We can do all of that. I'm trying to wind that down. So, of course, that means that will have an impact on the turnover that our agency does this month. And that is fine. I'm more than willing to accept that. But what it means is I have to reflect that in the quarterly goals. December is always going to be a bit of a loose month, as is August because of the summer holidays here in the UK. And to be honest, Easter's often a time where we, depending on where the bank holidays fall, we have a funny setup with bank holidays in the UK around Easter. So depending on where they sit, then it can also, April can be a bit of a funny one. So I need to factor that in as I'm planning my quarters. Generally, quarter one, January to March, is fairly straightforward. And then it gets a little bit, the other three then sort of have things that kind of affect them. So bear that in mind. So I'm then going to break those things down into quarters. So I've now got four four sort of hoops to jump through in order to hit my annual goal and be ready to have this discussion with myself this time next year, talking about year five. And if all goes to plan, I'll be able to take the year five plan that I've already got and off we go. I hope this is all making sense. I'm talking about lots of numbers and divisions here, and it shouldn't be this mathematical, but hey, bear with me. So I then jot that down. I've got that in an Evernote. That Evernote syncs with my phone. It's on my desktop at work. It's on a tablet that I've got. It's around. And this is going to be my document now that I am going to refer to for the next 12 months. I'm going to leave quarters 2, 3, and 4 as they are. But what I'm then going to do is take quarter 1 and really plan out the 12 weeks that make up quarter 1. So do I have any holidays that are booked? Are there things with the kids that I need to bear in mind? Get those in the plan first. And then work around the items that I need to achieve in quarter 1. That very first stepping stone into 2020, a new decade, new plans, new growth, new targets, whatever it might be. How does that work? And I'm going to split those down into, you've guessed it, 12 weeks. And they are going to become my weekly go-to tasks, so that every week I know I am working towards my goal for 2020. And I can feel that sense of urgency, and I can feel that sense of compulsion to get on with it. That's what I'm going to do. And then every Friday, I do my planning on a Friday for the following week. Every Friday, I have a half-hour appointment in my diary where I plan out the next week. And in that half an hour, I will be getting this document out and saying, these are the tasks that for week one I need to do in January. And I'll map those in, one to, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever it might be. And I have like a Trello board set up, a Kanban board set up in ClickUp. We use ClickUp as our project management system, and I've got a private board in it, so I use that. But you can use Trello, which is free. There's a whole load of different ways. You could just use an Excel sheet if you really wanted to. But that, I will then plan those things in every Friday, and then I will return to my list. And I will then plan in the next week, the following Friday, and the following Friday, and so on for the next 12 weeks. The other thing that I'm going to do right now is I'm going to put another 4 appointments in my diary. So I'm going to put the date probably around about week 10 of quarter 1, where I'm going to then review quarter 2, and then the same thing 10 weeks through quarter 2 in order to review quarter 3, then quarter 4. And then the final date I'm going to put in my diary is a date around about now, this time next year, where I will go through this entire exercise again, looking at year 5, looking at, did I achieve the things that I said I would set out on the 12th of December 2019? How has the first year of 2020s gone, of the 20s? We've had the noughties, we've had the teens. Well, I guess it's the 20s. Sounds like we're talking about the 1920s. I do mean the 2020s. You know what I'm saying. So that is the final thing I'm going to do right now. And then I'm going to go away and I'm going to sleep on it. And I'm probably going to set a reminder in my phone. At the time of recording this, we're about 2 weeks away from Christmas. So I'm going to set a reminder in my phone, maybe in a week's time, 8 or 9 days' time. And I'm just going to run through this one more time. Just me, just on my own. I'm going to get a coffee, maybe even go to a coffee shop or a park or somewhere that's away from the office, and just let this sink in one last time to make sure I'm completely happy with it. And then I'm going to discuss it with my wife and make sure she's happy with it. She's the boss at the end of the day. Make sure she's happy with it. And justify myself to her, rationalize this plan to her so that she knows that I am working towards our master plan, that it's towards our better life, and that investment that we're all putting in for me being away from the kids from time to time, for attending conferences, for the decisions that take me away from the family in order for work, that it's all building to this bigger picture, and we're all invested in that. So really, that's all I've got to say on planning and setting goals. I'd love to know what some of your master plan goals are. Let's dream big. Let's set something up in the Facebook group. It's peteeverett.com/group. And let's share some of those things. Feel free. Don't share anything you're not comfortable sharing. But if you want to own that yacht in the Bahamas, let's start a yacht in the Bahamas accountability group and we'll all take on a marina somewhere and have our boats over there. You know, whatever it might be, let's just share it and let's use the group as a bit of an accountability thing. So we can start talking about, hey, look, this is what I'm trying to do and I'm struggling with it. Or this is what I'm trying to do and it's gone really well. I've surpassed my expectations. The one thing I should mention about having those weekly goals and planning them out for an entire quarter is that it then does become really clear if things are starting to slip so much that I'm not going to be able to catch up. And if I then have to start restructuring quarter two and then quarter three, I already know by the time we're 3 or 4 months into the year that those annual goals aren't going to be met. So I can start doing the rejigging straight away. At the end of the day, with all of this stuff, knowledge is power, and knowledge is empowering to you in order to help you make the right decisions and guide your own business through the next 12 months, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 10 years, however long that master plan is going to take. Hope you found this really useful. So yeah, please jump in the group and let me know. The other thing to say is I know that the podcast schedule has been a little bit topsy-turvy over the last few weeks. And there's been some reasons for that. We've had some stuff going on at work. We've had some stuff going on at home. It's just all got a bit busy. To be honest, we're all a bit knackered. And, you know, we need to start taking our own advice sometimes. So because of that, there is going to be a short break in the podcast over the next couple of weeks. It will be back in January in the new year, and I want to thank you all for listening over the past 12 months. It has meant so much to me to see the community grow, to see the community become more active. I've met some amazing people, and I really can't wait to meet some more in 2020. But I need to take some of my own advice, and I need to slow down a bit, and I need to get I need to recoup. So there is going to be a break just for a couple of weeks. And we'll be back the second week of January. It won't be the first week of January, but the second week of January. So keep me accountable to that in the group. And I want to wish you all a very, very happy Christmas and an amazing new year. However you celebrate it, and whatever your tradition is, I hope that you get some rest and some recuperation, that you spend time with people that you love, and that you go into 2020 with a renewed vision and vigor to succeed, but to succeed in a way that builds you as a person. So I'll see you on the other side. Have a great Christmas and New Year, and I'll speak to you soon.